Exercises 7 and 8. Creativity and innovation are not the sole preserve of knowledge workers in glassy offices, professional artists and musicians, or of laboratory scientists. If necessity really is the mother of invention, you would surely expect to see most innovation where the needs are greatest. And no needs are greater than those of desperately poor people getting themselves and their families through each day alive and well. Whether we look at health or agriculture, we find that peasant communities are often able to draw upon a huge body of knowledge passed on through many generations. The same applies to hunters and gatherers. Local knowledge, technologies, and traditional cultural expressions can be highly evolutionary, adaptive, and even novel. In short, knowledge held within traditional societies can be new as well as old. We should not be surprised by this. Traditional knowledge has always had adaptive elements because the ability to adapt is one of the keys to survival in precarious environments. So, can we just assume, as we tend to do, that the world's knowledge and innovation hotspots are urban areas located almost exclusively in Europe, North America, and East Asia? In fact, there are many other innovation hotspots, some in the most remote and isolated regions of the world. The problem is that few people recognize them as such, and few of those are in positions of real power or authority. Consequently, innumerable opportunities to harness local knowledge and innovation for trade and development are missed.